Sneaky husbands.
Two-timing wives.
Bad boyfriends.
And even worse girlfriends.
They thought they could get away with it.
But now,
they're about to get busted.
It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning. And we all know the famous poem by Dr. Seuss.
Okay.
I do not like green eggs and ham.
Oh, yeah.
I do not like when my wife sleeps with another man.
Oh.
Not on a bed, not in a tree,
okay.
Not at the bathroom at my niece's christening.
Okay.
That's a bad rhyme.
Dr. Seuss really gave me commitment issues.
Yeah.
But
if your ex ever gave you the old Dr. Seuss treatment, then you need to be on this segment called Busted, where our listeners share funny stories about how they caught their scumbag exes being unfaithful. We already have some listeners on the phone ready to share their own stories of betrayal. Let's talk to Rebecca. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
Okay, so my boyfriend and I were dating for a while, and I was staying at his house like normal on a weekday night, and all of a sudden, like at 2 a.m, his phone starts ringing, and it's blaring. Mm-hmm. So I look at it, and it's his mom.
Oh, that's not expected.
Yeah, and it's 2 a.m, so I'm like, oh my God, what if something went wrong?
Yeah.
So I like wake him up, and he looks at it, and he's like, he just hits decline. And I'm like, why would you hit decline on your mom at like 2 a.m?
Well, yeah.
Right?
I would decline a call from my mom at 2 o'clock, and I'm like, Mom, why the hell are you calling me? I'm sleeping.
Someone died. That's what a 2 a.m. call always means.
Oh, I would answer right away.
Exactly.
What happened?
So the next day or whatever, the phone rings again and I see it's his mom. And I was like, you know what? I just grabbed the phone because I'm like, what if this woman is trying to reach him for something and he's just being an idiot?
Yeah.
So I grab the phone and it's a FaceTime and I answer it. And it's an older woman who's not his mother who is now yelling and berating me. She's like, what are you doing staying over at my boyfriend's house?
Oh.
Yes.
Wow. Yikes. He's dating his mom.
That's not what it is, Jeff.
This is a different mom.
Oh, this is a different woman.
It's like a mommy.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like, daddy.
He saved it as his mom.
Gotcha.
I mean, but good play on his part, you know?
Brooke,
I mean, I'm just going to say, if you ever see a text message come in that says, Mom, you're never going to suspect anything.
All right. Let's go to Andrew. Tell us how you busted your significant other.
My girlfriend at the time told me that she got a job as an on-call flight attendant.
Okay.
So being the good boyfriend, I would actually drive her to the airport a few times a month. And this went on for years, you know, fast forward, we're living together, whatever. I very infrequently clean our place. I obviously should have been cleaning it more. So one time when she was away, I was like, hey, you know what? I'm going to clean our place. I'm going to be a good boyfriend again. And I'm going to...
I'm going to do my half of the work since we live together.
Great. That's the point of the story, Brooke.
Wow, okay.
Lucky you.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, she is lucky.
Yeah. Well, I either got punished or rewarded for this. I'm not sure. You decide. So I'm cleaning the closet, and then in her side of the closet, way in the back where all her clothes are, I notice a bag of old clothes, and they are flight attendant clothes. And the problem is that I'm like, okay, these are just her work clothes. They're from a costume store.
Oh, they're not like an airline official. It's like an outfit.
What?
No, it's like an outfit. I mean, it looks real to me, but it's like the bag actually had the costume store name on it.
Oh, yeah. Huh.
You're like, most flight attendant outfits don't come with fishnet leggings.
Yeah.
They have like a logo on them too or something.
Yeah.
So the whole flight attendant thing was like a ruse?
Yeah. She's not really a flight attendant at all. What she was doing when I dropped her off at the airport was, I guess she was changing in a bathroom or something.
Oh my God.
She was getting on a flight every other weekend to see her boyfriend who lives across the country.
No!
Oh, and you were giving her rides to go see him.
You're like, why am I not going to need any free flights with you?
Yeah.
Oh my God, dude, that sucks.
I mean, that's elaborate.
Yeah. So how did you end up actually busting her?
So the next day I was supposed to pick her up from the airport like I usually do.
Mm-hmm.
And I got one of those signs that people hold up to like pick people up.
Yeah.
I put on that sign, I said, picking up my cheating girlfriend.
And there was like 20 women that all came to you. Like, I guess this is me.
Oh, he sent a card.
All right, Shannon, tell us how you busted your significant other.
Well, I guess you can call it kind of like a birthday backfire.
Oh, okay. I like the alliteration.
Right? I mean, call it what it is. So he's like, where do you want to go for your birthday? I want to take you somewhere special. And I said, listen, I've been wanting to try this amazing sushi restaurant. And he was like, ooh, you sure you want to go have sushi? It got weird. Like, he didn't want to go there. I was like, no, it's going to be great. It's just be awesome. So I actually had never even tried sushi at that point. I've actually never tasted it prior to it.
Oh, okay. So good.
Yeah, it's exciting.
I know.
Adventurous,
I know.
On your birthday? That's fine.
You eating rice and fish.
Yeah.
How'd that go?
We got there. It was a beautiful restaurant. I was super excited. And we sit down and the server comes up and he says to my boyfriend, you want the usual?
Huh?
And I was like, what do you mean usual?
Is that like the name of a role that they have?
Yeah, right.
It's number three on the menu.
I totally see that.
Yeah, I've never tried the usual. I was like, the usual? I said, no, we've never been here before. And the server looks at me and goes, haha, you're the funniest girl that he's brought in.
Oh!
Oh,
I'm guessing he didn't tip.
Yeah, he didn't get any tip that night.
Oh,
so we're done, but I did try sushi. It was great.
See?
Okay. There you go. Something good came out of it.
Yeah, one door closes and the sushi door opens.
Yeah, love the sushi
Just
door.
Just don't order the usual.
No. Text in to 78592 if you have a crazy story about how you caught your significant other being unfaithful, and maybe you can participate in our next edition of Busted. It's Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.